Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I know you wouldn't dream of insulting anyone. Please don't. But boy, are there some clever ones out there. One of the most famous happened when a very angry Lady Astor said to Sir Winston Churchill, "If you were my husband, I'd put poison in your tea." Churchill didn't blink, just said, "If you were my wife, I'd drink it." Wow. Groucho Marx once told his host, "I've had a perfectly wonderful evening. This wasn't it." My friend James likes to say, "The last thing I want to do is hurt you, but it's still on the list." Few things can harm others more deeply than the tongue. I've seen this happen with humor. It can be a blessing, but it can be a blasting too. It can devastate. James 1:26 teaches that if you claim to be religious but don't control your tongue, you are fooling yourself and your religion is worthless. When I was a kid, I had a horrible tongue. I'll tell you more about that in an upcoming broadcast, but the tongue can be a powerful weapon for evil or for good, can't it? I was speaking at a golf tournament and took my son along. He was 12 at the time, blessed with an infectious laugh, but he couldn't stand golf. Maybe you can't either. I said, "Jeff, come anyway. We'll eat stuff. You can drive the cart. You can laugh at my shots." He seemed fine with that, and we ended up playing alongside Jim and Neil, two of the kindest guys I've ever met. When they found out Jeff wasn't going to play, they were disappointed. "Golf with us," pleaded Jim, bowing on one knee, reaching out his hand. "We need you." Jim promised the kid a pop and a hamburger if he played. Now, how can a 12-year-old refuse? Soon Jeff found himself on the first tee, surprising himself with a straight shot. "Wow," said Jim, "you swing just like Jack Nicklaus." Jeff didn't know Jack from a hole in the fence, but who cared? When he duffed one, they'd say, "That's okay, here, hit one of mine." And when the ball skimmed the grass, causing squirrels to scatter, they'd pat him on the back and say, "You're something, Jack." My son Jeff loves golf today, which has cost me a lot of money. But he loves the game all because two middle-aged guys were his biggest fans for 18 holes. The tongue can pack quite a wallop, can't it? A well-placed word can boost confidence, give purpose, bring laughter, renew hope. It can uplift, nourish, and mend. Proverbs 16:24 says, "Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body." Or our words can devastate a child, a spouse, or a friend. Proverbs 12:18 says that reckless words pierce like a sword. If you're old like me, you may remember Karen Carpenter. She was part of the singing duo The Carpenters, her and her brother Richard. They had more hits in the 70s than baseball player Pete Rose. Karen died unexpectedly of heart failure at the age of 32, after a longtime struggle with anorexia nervosa. USA Today reported that Karen's fatal obsession with weight control began when she read a reviewer's simple comment. He dubbed her Richard's chubby sister. Every conversation is an opportunity, a chance to encourage or discourage, celebrate victories or rehash failures, draw people to Jesus or push them away. Neil and Jim may never know the impact they had on my son by being positive and uplifting. Like those two guys, we can foster love and growth in those we talk to and live with. One of the fastest ways to laugh again is to bring joy to other people's lives. I don't know of a faster way to do it than just to give them money. But there's a cheaper way, a better way. Let's season our words with grace today. Let's keep our tongue from evil. And make sure our words are like shampoo, concentrated and rich. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, three boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway House to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh again, truth bringing laughter to life.